Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Philippians, chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. One of the things that I believe is necessary for us in our lives is to have goals. Goals are vitally important. If we cannot see a goal or target to hit, we will have no idea where to aim, nor will we be able to hit success in our lives. Paul said here that he had a goal in his life. I am certain he probably had lots of goals, but here he speaks of the goal in his life to hit the mark and win the prize in the calling of God for his life. Paul writes that in this goal for the calling of God in his life, he kept moving forward toward that mark. He built upon the past, learned from it, and pressed forward toward the goal. I love the statement he makes in verse number 13, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. This statement is powerful to the one who sets goals for their lives. It would seem that in this passage of Scripture, there is a simple formula for reaching our goals. Forget the past, live or be active in the present with the goals we have in mind, and reach for the future, which is those goals. The past is not necessarily bad, but don't live there. The past is the previous steps that we have taken to get to the present. If there was no past and learning in the past, we would not be where we are in the present. Now, of course, this could be bad or good. If you did not make any goals in your past and you did not reach anything in your life, then your present may not be where you want to be. You may still need to take that first step in your present life of making some goals to aim for. Regardless, the past is still the past and only has a bearing on the present to the degree we allow it. The present is what sets the stage for my future. The present is measured, though, in milliseconds, not hours, days, or years. Each second of your life that you live in this present automatically becomes your past. This is a good reason for us to live or be active in our present. Every second of every day is one second of life you have lived. It is, as the Bible states, about the entirety of your life in James 4:14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Goals, then, must always be future, because the present is here and gone within seconds. Goals keep my present on track to give me an anticipated present in the future. In the future, I want my present to be positive. Then I need to set goals and reach forth unto these goals. I know we are told not to live in the past nor live in the future, but live in the present. But it would seem to be the opposite is true according to the Bible. I am to live in the hope of my future inheritance in Christ. I am to live in hope of the good things and the future blessings of God in my life if I maintain my course of life for Him. So really, my present, because it comes and goes so quickly, should be lived for my future, so that when I get to my future, it is where I want to be. And in reality, every second of my life, I am living my past, living in the present, and moving through my future. Let's make positive goals for our future, so that we arrive every second of our life in the positive that God has for us. So let me leave you with this one last passage of Scripture for today. This is Titus chapter number 2, beginning in verse number 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.